Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a new finding on prime numbers by a Columbia math professor. Let's dive in.
Prime numbers. Fascinating stuff. So, what's the big discovery here?
Professor Mahtab Sawhney, along with Professor Ben Green of Oxford, proved there are infinite prime solutions to the equation p squared plus 4q squared, where both p and q are also prime. Mind-boggling, right?
Whoa. Okay, break that down for me with an example. I need a real-world application.
Sure. Take 41. It's prime. And it can be written as 5 squared plus 4, 2 squared. Both 5 and 2 are prime. Another one? 149. It's 7 squared plus 4, 5 squared. Again, 7 and 5 are prime.
I see. Interesting. So they found a pattern for these special primes?
Exactly. And they get rarer as the numbers get larger. They even found a huge example, 49999238003-4677. It fits the pattern. The key is, they proved there are an infinite number of these primes.
Got it. So why is this important? What's the big deal about this specific pattern?
Well, prime numbers have puzzled mathematicians for centuries. This finding builds on previous work like Goldbach's conjecture. That's the idea that every even number greater than 2 is the sum of 2 primes. Still unproven, by the way.
Wow. Unsolved mysteries of math. I like it. What does this new finding contribute to these existing concepts?
It falls into this larger quest to understand patterns in primes. There's a rich history here. Think Dirichlet in the 1800s, proving infinite primes ending in 7. Or Friedlander and Iwanek in the 90s, proving infinite primes as the sum of a square and a fourth power. This new finding is another piece of that puzzle.
It's like uncovering a hidden code, right? So, how did they actually prove it?
Professor Sawhney described working with Professor Green in Oxford, bouncing ideas off each other. That classic mathematician image, you know, at the blackboard, refining ideas.
I can picture it. And what drives someone to tackle these problems?
Sawhney mentioned the challenge. We have these heuristics, these educated guesses about prime numbers, but proving them, much harder. It's that mystery that draws him in. It's the drive to prove what seems almost certainly true.
That's quite a motivation. It's about the journey of discovery, the proof of the concept.
Absolutely. And speaking of journeys, Sawhney's path to Columbia is interesting. He grew up on Long Island, even attended a science program at Columbia in high school. He came back after studying at MIT and Cambridge. He highlighted how important the collaborative environment is to his work.
I thought it was a solitary job, but this collaboration is great for such a complex problem. What are Sawhney's other interests?
Well, he likes poker, that strategic mix of math and psychology. And he loves the Met Museum. That sense of discovery and wonder. Very cool.
I have to ask, does he have a favorite prime number?
He does. 2. The only even prime. He finds it odd, but so cool. Oh, and another fun fact. His favorite place near Columbia. The Hungarian pastry shop.
Sounds like someone after my own heart. That was truly insightful. Thanks for breaking down this fascinating prime number discovery. Until our next mathematical exploration, stay curious.
A sweet ending to a prime discussion. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.